Some sad sports news. We learned this morning that the great Yogi Berra has passed away at the age of 90. What a true baseball legend. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the passing of Yogi, one of his former teammates. He is the oldest living ball player. We say good morning to Dirty Doug Out. Hi, Doug.
Good morning to you fellas down in Dallas.
Yeah, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
I can barely hear you here. You're going to have to speak up.
Okay, yeah, we said thank you, and are you doing okay this morning?
Yeah, I heard that part.
Are you doing okay today?
It's a pretty tough day for old Dirty Dugout.
Yeah.
I lost my best friend, my teammate, the Yogs, as we called him. I played with Yogs back in the day with the 1926 Hartford Yard Goats.
Hartford Yard Goats.
Been a minor league team, maybe?
There's a timeline problem in there, yeah.
Yeah, and then in 33, we were both with the Bedford Herefords. Down there near Dallas.
Oh, the mid-cities, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we were a hell of a team. A hell of a team, I tell you. Yogs and I played all nine positions on that team.
Really?
It was a lot of running around to cover home plate, the outfield, and first base on the same play.
Didn't have teammates? I don't really get it, but...
We couldn't afford teammates back then. It was the Depression, damn it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, so the team couldn't... Yeah, it wasn't that you couldn't. The team couldn't afford it.
Yeah, and we played dirty, too. So dirty.
Mm-hmm. Like how?
It was nothing to lance a guy in the eye when he slid into second base on a steal.
Oh, that's terrible.
We would routinely beat the families of opponents to within an inch of their lives.
Oh, my goodness.
An inch of their lives, I tell you.
Jeez.
That was when America was America. Back when you could sleep with a man's wife as long as he was playing against you that week. These players now with their big contracts and their... Diversity makes me sick, I tell you.
Sick.
What's the biggest contract you ever had?
I signed the biggest minor league contract to date in my day.
Yeah?
$12 a year. And that was more than enough.
Mm-hmm. You didn't
care.
More
than enough.
Yeah.
I could make that $12 stretch for a decade.
Decade.
I was banking. I was living the life. I had a different woman every night. And then a different woman to get that woman ready for me.
Oh my gosh.
You heard me.
This is Dirty Doug Out, the oldest living ball player with us, talking about the sad passing of Yogi Berra. Again, our condolences.
Hey, thank you. I sure do appreciate that, Jones. Let me ask you guys a baseball question.
All right.
Where does it say in the rule book that we have to accept a bunch of Jackie Robinsons and Roberto Clementes on our team?
Dirty Dugout. This is...
Nowhere. Nowhere, I say.
This is a different...
Anywhere in the Bible it says we have to mix up everything.
This is a different climate today. It's a more accepting world we live in.
Yeah, you're going to teach me about climates. I tell you what, why don't you shut up your mouth, kid?
Yeah, shut up your mouth.
You two punks with your uncalloused hands and your fancy indoor plumbing. You make me sick. You don't know what it takes to scrap and service in the minors. That's real hard living.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, I played in the majors too. Gosh damn it.
Yes, you did. You had a great career.
Yeah, you two sit there all day farting into that microphone. Farting into that microphone.
Can we talk about Yogi?
Yeah, we can talk about Yogi.
Okay. Do you have any fond memories? Funny?
I got nothing but fond memories of the Yogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Yogs and I, we was real men. We never ordered chicken. We never drank light beer. And we never wore a condom, no matter how much the prostitute begged.
Oh, my gosh. We don't need to know that.
We roomed together on the road.
You and Yogi.
Yeah, he was a crazy roommate. Sleep on the floor, I tell you. Even if he had a damn damn good bed sitting right there. He'd sleep on the floor. He would eat hand-caught rats for dinner, even if there was prime ribs carving station right 10 feet away.
Oh, wow, that's an odd choice.
He was one tough SOB, and I loved him. Yeah. I loved him.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be one of the Yogues pallbearers.
Ah, wow, that is great.
We're going to look that up.
He wants to be dumped into Lake Poughkeepsie.
He does not.
So we're cutting out one end of the casket and tilting it so old Yogues can slip into the murky water as his number 8 Yankee jersey billows in the current until we can't see him no more.
Oh, yeah. That is ridiculous. That is no way to bury a legend,
it's
sir.
Very disturbing.
Yeah, you guys just keep farting into that microphone.
Okay, okay, dirty right. Dugout.
We're going to let you go.
Thinking you're God's gift to trans women everywhere. You make me sick.
All right.
A word to your kids that are listening out there.
Okay.
Ruff, take a bite out of cry.
Okay, all there's right. a signature phrase.
There's Dirty Dugout with us here on The Ticket 847.